The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Friday. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Can we get something swinging?
It's the time everyone takes antidepressants.
You know, he asks for esoteric Sinatra songs that he wouldn't normally play.
Oh, it's great.
It's autumn. It's breezy.
Like, I like to come out of the box kind of flying. I keep the energy going.
That's a song that makes people regret getting out of bed.
Wow. I mean, really?
No, let me do it. Hold, let me get the tone.
Welcome to Piscopo in the Morning. Sorry you're not feeling well today. We thought we'd play some saloon tunes and really depressing tunes this morning.
You gotta go.
Don't forget to take your Valium or whatever you take.
I mean, yeah, oh, forgive me. We're talking over Frank Sinatra. You're not supposed to do that. Something swinging. We have to. Well, I'll revamp the whole music. I know. And Al, I know you're trying like that. Did Justin send that to you? By
no,
way?
He did not. That's something that I picked up.
Come on, Justin would never.
Al, do you ever have a?
No, Justin has sent stuff that I have nixed because it doesn't fit the show. Yes, he has done that. There's a lot of good stuff that he has sent over, but some stuff I have nixed because it just doesn't fit with what we do.
Would you allow me and Frankie to listen?
That's what I'm going to say is maybe that veto power is better suited to Joe since it's the Joe Piscopo show.
The veto power. Hey,
I didn't know this show was a music show. I thought this was a political talk show.
No, it's a good part of the show. Oh, bumper music comes in. Al, do you ever have, and stay with me on this, and we'll get to the news, but I'm really curious. I love this guy. He's the mystery that is Gattulo. Do you have a down moment?
I'm truly the mystery of faith. Go ahead.
Do you have a down moment? Do you ever have a down moment? Like, you never see. You always seem to be blustered.
Yeah. That listening to that song is one big down moment.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I can see a gaze in Al's eyes. He's looking away. His brow is furled.
I had
He's
that on the boat. I had that on the boat when we took the station cruise last year. And you know what happened while I was looking? Actually, it was 2 years ago. I was looking out at the Statue of Liberty as the boat was sailing down the Hudson. Yeah, yeah. And I'm in this real wistful moment thinking to myself. And then Mark DeBoer came over and ruined it 6 seconds after I was gazing out and trying to be in my own thoughts. And he goes, "Looked like you were having a real deep thought there." Yep, well, you ruined it. Thanks very much. There it goes. That was the last time I had a deep thought.
What was the deep thought?
Nobody's business. I had just been diagnosed with cancer. Oh. So I was kind of thinking of a few things. And the moment was shot down.
That's where I'm going.
Seconds.
Because you bluster ahead through life, and it's a great attitude to have.
Well, why shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, because you should whine like the rest of us.
I should whine and complain.
So I thought for a moment when I heard Mr. Sinatra singing Autumn Leaves, that classic number.
Beautiful song.
And Al's like thinking, oh, that platonic friend.
Right. No, well, you can look at it from a different direction.
Really
you don't have
Friday.
To look at it as an antidepressant, slit your wrists kind of song.
It's not really a
you
Friday.
You can look at it as
here.
An uplifting, it's autumn, it's beautiful, it's the season of change. You know, the winter is coming, but right now, let's appreciate it.
That's a song that makes you think about your own mortality.
Oh, stop.
That makes
it
you think.
Not.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it absolutely does not.
It's a song that makes you think about the one that got away. It's a song that makes you think
actually, he has a song. For that, I don't play.
It's a song that makes you think about the job that you should have taken. It's a song that makes you think about the relative that.
That's not the song. I will
anymore.
Play you the song that he did about that I actually played for my mom and I when we danced at my wedding.
The whole thing is about missed opportunities.
Yeah, not autumn yeah. leaves. That's
yeah,
not the
I
song.
Used to hold no. Since you went away.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But maybe, Al, it's good that you're getting introspective like yeah. that. I like that. I never thought
we'd
have
this. Make you want to think.
We should have a psychologist. We should have Keith Ablow next time he's on analyze Al based on his bumper music selection.
Forget awesome. Analyze this. Analyze Al. Right. I like that.
Exactly.
That's what
no, you know what? Your head would be hurting if you try to analyze me.
Al Gattulo and Frankie Five Boroughs and Joe P on the radio. We always try to stay positive, but I guess you always have those dark moments. You always have those.
It's not a dark moment.
Apparently, Al had one.
It's being a dark moment.
It's a depressing song.
When we kicked off the 9 o'clock hour
on a Friday.
Al, tell us about what's bothering you right now
on the radio. Wow. There's nothing bothering
you. See, that's a song you can only play after a rough visit to the reflexologist.
I did See, not have a rough
I'll tell you,
at the
I'll tell you what that song was
Frank,
about.
Frank, you were the worst.
I'll tell you what that song was about.
I had a great visit at the reflexologist.
Go ahead.
Yes,
no, listen to Barato for a second. Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. So, yes. Al got invited to Flip's Bar yesterday, which is the pride of Wanacue since 1933, right? And decided right away, because he had other plans and because it wasn't already part of his agenda, that he didn't want to go. Fine. Right. So the rest of us all went and had just a remarkable time.
Yeah.
And so Al, out of spite, you know, refused to come, even though you came.
Yep.
And he's
yep.
very forlorn about missing such a good time yesterday.
Wow.
That's your take. Now, that's the Morano take. Let me give you the Piscopo take.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That reflexologist, I'll tell you.
You know, you might be actually right. This reflexologist.
I think he was reflecting on the reflexologist.
I am hearing stories about this
reflexologist reflecting moment.
She was hit on once by Michael Keaton.
That's true.
You can believe it.
Wait a minute now. Yeah.
So you know she's a looker.
She's East German or Russian?
Yes, East German.
East German.
Yes.
Well, is she kind of like on steroids or something? I mean, is she like, remember
oh
the East German? Like
wow.
I'm sorry. There's no East Germans anymore.
No,
it's all
she's,
one
not on, she's not on steroids. She is in, you know, good shape. She's 48. She's, you know, she's an attractive
the
woman.
The autumn leaves.
No, it's not
reflexologist.
What is her name?
Massage.
I'm not going to tell you her name.
Massage my feet.
I had a great session with her yesterday. It's the first time that my feet did not cramp when she was working on them. So we're making progress.
Session? What kind of session is that, you know?
She rubs your feet. You would never go because you won't even let Jesus touch your feet.
I will now massage your feet, Alagatolo.
It's close.
I'll massage them.
It's not like that. It's close. Close. The accent's close. Not exactly, but it's close.
Al, you're very cute.
No,
you're very cute.
No, she's not
Let
doctor.
Me grab your feet.
She's not
I grab
no, she's
your feet.
Not,
I massage them for you.
She's not Sergeant Schultz. I mean, really. And you will put your feet this way. It is not like that.
That hurts. As a child, how did you hurt very badly?
No, and again, not true. Not true, but thank you. Wow, it's beat up on Al Day. I love it. Now I'm just going to play depressing music.
No,
for
come on.
Oh,
Friday.
No. Now I'm really going to put you in a bad mood.
But can we alter the veto power structure of
no.
the bumper music?
I know
no.
veto power. He's a longtime friend of mine.
Yeah. Well, maybe maybe we can have John Vito just do all the music for the
show. John Vito was at the parade. Listen to me. I can't believe I forgot to tell you. So
what did
the
he try
end
to
the
give
parade,
you?
We do New York, and I got Olivia next to me with her friend, and then I saw Angelo Vivolo, who did a great job, always does a great job, Angelo does for the Italian-American community. I said, Angelo, come here. I grabbed his arm. I brought him in. Guy Chiarello was there. Frank Fasano. All my guys were there with Kenny Rosato and Julia Papa. Then I look, and there's a guy dressed like Christopher Columbus. Who would that be? I swear to God. Like, it was Christopher Columbus at the parade. Who was it? John Vito. I love it, man. I swear. Joe. Hey,
I thought you grabbed him by mistake and like pulled him in and then realized it was him and then pushed him out of the camera.
He looked so good. I kept him right there front and center.
Really?
He looked great. Handsome as ever. John Vito.
Did
that
he
was
sing?
But he dressed. He did not grab the microphone. So we appreciate that. It was great. Hey, it's Episcopo of the morning. You know what? Can I go to Charlie? Charlie's been waiting and I apologize for that. Professor Finch. Charlie, it's a Friday. I apologize for that, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
So, Joe, may I please give a plug for my nonprofit in the south side of Chicago, Firecat Projects at 2124 North Damon Avenue. It's run by one of my consiglieres, Vito DeSalvo Klein, And we have a show, Trump World, by Don Perlis, which we did in New York at the National Academy of Design, opening October 26, 7 to 10 p.m. Members of the White Sox and Cubs organization will be there. Plenty of refreshments.
Wow.
Of course, it's these amazing pictures of President Trump all over New York that are bought by the actor F. Murray Abraham, the Oscar winner, and many others. So you can go to firecatprojects.org.
In Chicago.
FIRECAT projects.org. It's one of the sort of nonprofits that this team I create in retirement operates, and everyone's invited for a tribute to President Trump on the south side of Chicago, benefiting the kids there.
I love it. Thank you, Charlie. Well done.
Help me make a plug, okay?
Absolutely. Firecop.org. We will be there, Charlie. Thank you so much. If the folks in Chicago, a lot of folks in Chicago actually listen to the show, so we appreciate that, Charlie. Let me go to Hank. Hank is a longtime listener. He's a Marine, so we're going to go to our Marine. Hank. Hank, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Joe, and I hope you take my comments the way they meant and not maliciously.
Well, we will. But, we'll take them the wrong way, but we'll don't forget, we'll vilify you after we get you off the air. But go ahead. It's okay.
Okay, but it's good that Charlie Caller calls in and he does a commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the poor priest, once a week, he gives a homily that he probably spends hours on.
Yeah.
And you want to take that away from him.
Yeah, well, now, it's a good criticism, Hank. It's a good criticism. I understand. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But isn't his homily almost the same as you're doing? Look, I bought the pillows. I got the sauce. Models, I always go
to. You have the ability to turn me off. But if I'm listening to a homily, I can't change the channel. You know what I'm saying? So Hank, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Joe. I love
you. God bless you. And God bless you too, Hank. And we're not going to stop going to church. We're talking about, I say the homily should be 3 minutes because we are there captive and we are there to what? To give thanks to God, to praise Jesus. You know, if you're Catholic and if you're in a synagogue or in a mosque, whatever religion it is. But when you go up and the person in charge, really kind of it takes, if it's past, that goes 15 minutes, it goes 20 minutes, and we got it. And in your head, you're going, I got it. I understand. And they try to explain and try to lecture like the gospel and what it means. And it's after a while, we get lectured in our lives by everybody. It starts with your kid telling what's right, what's wrong. And God bless our parents for doing that. And listen, I'm a parent. I do that. I'm lecturing my kids. But then the politicians lecture us and we're wrong and you're racist and you're this and you're that. And you shouldn't listen to Kanye West. Oh, you shouldn't listen to Hillary. It's like every lecture. So when you go into church, you know what the first thing I want to hear the priest say from the pulpit? Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for praising God. Thank you for believing in Christ. Thank you. Your spirit is humbling to me. And I have heard priests say that on occasion. But, you know, sometimes they get caught up in it. So, it's easy for me to say. The one thing I'm a proponent of the Catholic Church. I ain't going down. I ain't changing. I'm not going to stop going to church. As a matter of fact, my faith is stronger now than ever. You want to know the truth? And I don't go to church looking for salvation. I don't go to church saying, oh, I had a bad day. I miss my reflexologist. And I go to church looking for salvation. That is not me. I go to church to give thanks. You give thanks. You drop to your knee. Every night I drop to my knees and I give thanks. Good day, bad day, whatever it is, thank you for the blessings. And you apologize and you show humility and gratefulness and gratitude toward God. But sometimes it's just the homilies go on and then the songs go on. And I know some of you agree with me, and I don't mean to be critical, but I think we are at a time in the Catholic Church, as we are in the United States of America, to make changes, to make some changes. And I'm a dinosaur, and I love tradition. You know me. The Italian-American tradition, how great and brilliant as that is. I'm proud to be part of that heritage. I'm so proud to be Italian-American. And we celebrate ethnicity everywhere. But as I say, we need a change in America, and we need what's happening in Washington is exactly what should be happening. The upset down there, some people think is just, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Well, you brought it on, and you watch, because we're just getting started. We are just getting started, baby. I would love to see the Vatican say, look, I'd love to see Pope Francis forgive me. You know, I'm a little, I don't think I'm in touch with the church. I'm going to step away. Bring in somebody with bluster, with personality, with commitment, with someone that is loved the second you see them, and a true leader like a Cardinal Dolan. Forgive me, I don't mean to criticize the Vatican, but it's time. It is time. It's time to take the Catholic Church and really just turn it around. Because why do you think people are leaving? People are leaving the church in droves. They don't even want to go. And then when my kids are, they don't get me started on this. See, now, Hank, you got me started on this. I take my kids to church. It's so hard to keep my children at Mass when they get older and they're old enough. They're 18, 19, and they're older. And because sometimes the seventh verse of a song will go on, or the homily will be 20 minutes, and your kid will say, "Dad, is this almost over?" You'll always get that, am I right? It should be more inspiring. I'm just saying. It should be more inspiring like that. But that's just me. And you could call and you could criticize. And Hank, you're absolutely right. With great respect and love to the priest. And let me stick up for the priest in this regard. 99.9%. And maybe more, are good, God-fearing disciples of Christ. The priests, what they go through, funerals, they go through weddings. They have to listen to us. I don't know how you sit through a confessional. You know, when you go, "Father, bless me, Father, and sin." If I was a priest, I'd be going, "Oh, my gosh, here we go again." Wouldn't you do that? The body of Christ, 400 times, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. So I have immense respect for priests. So I'm just trying to shorten up the Mass, make it brighter, make it lighter, make it quicker, make it more fun. Let's inspire. Bring a little of that evangelical spirit in, you know, that AME church spirit into the Catholic Church. Just saying, and I humbly submit that. 921 with Joe on the radio. I am a God-fearing, church-going Catholic man, and I ain't stopping now. Debbie Duhame is that as well, and we make no apologies for it. In nome del Padre, e Filio, e Spirito Santo. Debbie Duhame on the roads on this Friday, 921, a crazy Friday. Debbie, traffic always. How are we looking out there this morning, my dear?
Joe, I'll tell you what's happening. First of all, over on the A train, everything back on or close to schedule. Seeing some delays on the Uptown N and Q trains. It's all due to some signal issues. Watch for delays at LaGuardia on arrivals because of the wind. Garden State Parkway North at 147. Watch out for a crash there as well, getting up toward Bloomfield. Inbound GWB down to 10 minutes. Heading over to the inbound Lincoln, that's 25. Holland's still about 25 minutes heading into town. Some stop-and-go traffic as well as you take a ride over to the southbound Harlem River Drive. Still busy down toward the RFK Bridge. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right at Kew Gardens. Accidents in the right lane. Westbound Grand Central out by the BQE. That's an accident. One lane remains blocked. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on the Northern State Parkway West at Shelter Rock Road with an accident. Speeds back to normal at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Looks like clouds today with a high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Talking about the challenges the brave men and women of law enforcement face every day. It's All That Is Blue. With your host, 27-year veteran of the Sparta Township Police Department, retired Lieutenant J.P. Beebe. Catch it Saturday mornings at 6:30, right after Women in the Loop, only on AM 970, The Answer. Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom! You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Super Beets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon, just one teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure. temperature levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. That is why I take Super Beats every single day. I have high blood pressure issues, and it helps keep my blood pressure down. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beats. Call 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com today.
Thank you, Larry. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Have you been there? Man, I'll tell you. People tell me, I went to Brooklyn, went to Michael's of Brooklyn, just was over there. You got to check out one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. You know, Fred is there. Johnny is there. Michael and Mary and Enzo. Great team. And I'm just so partial to Michael's of Brooklyn because they were here on the radio, on the Piscopo show since day one. And I never forget that loyalty. And then Fred, he comes right back. He goes, Joe, you know what? You helped us out a lot. But they have made this from a pizza place that, you know, we always talk about Russ Salzberg from this area, Larry David as well. And then you all know Michael's of Brooklyn as a pizza place, right? That Fred's father started. Now it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, not just Brooklyn, not just the great city of New York, all across the country. This, according to the Food Network, you got to try it. You're going to love everything about Michael's of Brooklyn, the ambiance, the family feel, and the cuisine. Then you could go to the supermarket and you got to pick up the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And last night I was running so harried, I ran home after the business breakfast and I said, oh, what am I going to make? Because I try to eat something to try to stay healthy, and I put some rice on, and you know what I put on the rice? Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I had it right there because I didn't have time. I wanted to do the olive oil, the garlic. I wanted to make the sauce myself. I had no time. I grabbed the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It's spectacular. It's the best sauce that you will have anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, right there in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, or at your supermarket, please. Michael's of Brooklyn, right off the shelf. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
This is the song I'm talking about, baby. Come on now. It's what I like about you. Better ripping out. Now I'm dancing. Now you got me dancing, Al.
Wait till the next break.
Oh, no.
That's what I like about you. Michael Vecchione, Jerry Schmetterer, authors of this new book, Behind the Murder Curtain, Special Agent Bruce Sackman hunts doctors and nurses who kill our veterans. Look at this. It's like a mystery. Hey, Michael, welcome, Jerry. Welcome to the show, man. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, Joe. Thank you very much for having us.
And Michael, your reputation is as a prosecutor in Brooklyn is stellar. And I know Arthur Idala said, you got to talk to Michael. You got to talk to Jerry. And Agent Sackman is with us as well. I want to thank you for your service in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, sir. We appreciate that very much. And thanks for joining us this morning as well. Michael, give us a breakdown. What's this all about? What's going on? And what makes this story so riveting?
Well, Joe, Bruce Sackman was the Inspector General for the Northeast region of the Veterans Administration, and he was responsible for investigating all types of crimes and misconduct done to veterans, by veterans, in veterans' hospitals, in veterans' facilities, etc. And he was essentially, during that the time he was there, a guy who did basically white-collar crimes. He investigated fraud and people taking benefits illegally from benefits, family members who may very well have had a veteran who was getting benefits and that veteran died and they would not notify the government and they would continue to take benefits, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Until one day he receives a call. He's sitting in his office and he receives a call from a psychiatrist at a veterans hospital out on Long Island, Northport Veterans Hospital.
Yeah.
And she tells him that she had seen a TV show the night before about a doctor who was poisoning people in the Midwest. And she said, you know, that doctor is working in our hospital, and I think he's killing people here.
Wow.
So Bruce grabbed one of his investigators and went out to Long Island to interview this this doctor. And many years later, Bruce wound up putting Dr. Michael Swango in jail for three life sentences. And it turns out that it was discovered that Dr. Swango had killed at least 60 people here in the United States, skipped out to Africa and wound up killing 60 people in Africa as well. And that got Bruce started on a career as a homicide investigator. And he had several other cases that are part of Murder Curtain. So
were these veterans killed intentionally or through negligence?
Oh, no, no, no. There was no negligence. There was no no mercy killings. Swango was a murderer. He loved death. He loved to watch the veteran die as he after he poisoned him. The other people in the book also were murderers as well in terms of what they did. And these are very, very bad people, Joe. And so
this is true. This is not like fiction. This is a true story you're telling me, Michael, right?
Yes, it is. All true. All
that
true.
Is scary. And Jerry, what was your role in the DA's office?
Well, I was a public information officer for District Attorney Joe Hines while he was there about 15 years. I was his spokesperson, and that's where Mike and I met. Mike was chief of the rackets division, and when we left the DA's office, we worked on a book together called Crooked Brooklyn, and it was a pretty successful book. And afterwards, we were looking for a new project, and that's where we met Bruce Sackman. Bruce is the president of the Society of Professional Investigators, and we went to a dinner of that group one night, and Bruce was introduced as the world's foremost expert on medical serial killers. So Mike and I, we kind of looked at each other at the same time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mike, for all his experience as a prosecutor and mine as a journalist, and I was a reporter for the Daily News for many years, we had never even heard that term. We looked at each other and said, well, maybe he is the next book. So we approached Bruce, and here we are today with we Behind the Murder Curtain, very well-received book about this, and Bruce could tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Joe, Bruce could tell you how quickly he responded to us when we asked him if he wanted us to do his book. So I'll let Bruce tell you that story.
Yeah, what did you think about that, Bruce, Special Agent Sackman? I mean, when people approach you like that, were you hesitant at first?
You know, not really. Good morning. It was a story that I thought was very important to tell. It's a story that I thought, and I knew for a fact people all over the world were interested in, because I've had the opportunity to speak all over the world on this topic. And wherever I go, people are really fascinated. They find it almost impossible to believe that medical professionals would actually murder their patients. And when I say murder, that's exactly what I mean. I'm not
talking. Special Agent, walk us through that, if you would, because this book is about exactly that. The name of the book, by the way, we're talking about is Behind the Murder Curtain. Special Agent Bruce Sackman with us right now hunts doctors and nurses who kill our veterans intentionally. Special Agent, intentionally they're killing people like this?
Absolutely. I'm not talking about Dr. Kevorkian. I'm not talking about medical malpractice.
I'm not talking
about infections. I'm talking about murder, homicide. And there have been doctors and nurses all over the world that have committed this. Inevitably, you'll open up the newspaper every couple of months and you'll find a story about a doctor and nurse who has murdered patients. Recently, there was one in a big story in Japan. There was one in Canada. And, of course, we've had several in the United States, and I had the opportunity to meet and interview a number of them who happen to work at the VA, including Dr. Michael Swango, who murdered our nation's heroes at the Northport VA Medical Center out on Long Island.
Wow. What was the injection you're telling us?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and it's usually done in this manner. As you know, a patient in a hospital, particularly in the ICU, they have lines and feeding tubes that are going into their body. It's very easy to just to tap one of those lines of tubes with a particular drug. And the patient will expire. You know, this usually happens when a code is called. And what a code is, if there's a cardiac event in the hospital and we've all heard this and seen this, where nurses and doctors come running in with a crash cart, and they do what they can to try to help the patient.
Yeah.
Well, for some rare, small number of medical professionals, this is the opportunity for them to actually commit murder. And their motivation for this is that they really love the excitement of a code. We call them code junkies. They, if you look at their evaluation, their performance evaluations, you will see there were okay doctors, okay nurses, except when it came to codes. They would excel when it came to code. They would love the excitement of a code. They would, this is an opportunity for them to shine. Well, of course, if you cause the code, as they do, then you would know exactly what to do. If the patient lived, fine. If the patient died, no. This is something that the that the psychiatrist referred to as Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And what that fancy term means is that Munchausen syndrome is when a person will intentionally harm themselves and then go into the hospital because they're looking for love and care and they want people to help them and feel bad for them. Well, Munchausen syndrome by proxy is when you hurt another individual. And there have been cases where moms have actually intentionally harmed their children, brought children into the emergency room, and then tried to show the doctors and nurses what caring mothers they are, what caring parents they are, when in fact they actually harmed the child to begin
with. Holy moly. This epidemic, Bruce, is this an epidemic, this whole veterans thing? Is this just an anomaly, I hope?
Well, it's really an anomaly because, you know, look, the majority of healthcare professionals are, of course, honest, hardworking, dedicated people who actually perform miracles every day. I mean, I see it in the hospitals that I work in. But unfortunately, because of this environment, and just think about it, here you're in an environment where death is a common everyday occurrence.
Wow, man.
You know, if somebody dies here in the studio, there's going to be a big investigation and a police will
No one would care. No one would care. That would be it. That would be it.
Maybe that's a bad example.
They bring in Hugh Hewitt. They would just leave us. They wouldn't care.
Maybe that's a bad example.
This is scary. We're talking with Special Agent Bruce Sackman and Michael Vecchione and Jerry Schmetter. They are authors of this new book, Behind the Murder Curtain, and with Special Agent Bruce Sackman hunts doctors and nurses who kill our veterans. This is scary. But Michael, before we let you guys go, first of all, thanks for coming in. We'll check the book out for sure. This has got to be made a movie. Michael, you're going to make this a movie.
Well,
this is like,
yes.
Huh?
Actually, we have an offer on the table where our lawyer is looking at it. And within the next week, Joe, we'll be able to tell you that we've signed this. And that's exactly what they're looking to do. Hollywood's looking to make a movie out of it.
Wow. Well, listen, and thanks for going after these creepy killers. That is really scary. Hey, what was it like, before we let you go, Michael, what was it like to have Arthur Idala work for you?
You know, Artie was a passionate guy, as you is a passionate guy.
Is he really? I didn't notice.
And a very passionate prosecutor. And, you know, and he basically was my protege during the time that he was in the DA's office.
Wow.
I had him on a couple of murder cases with me. And he's one of my best friends. And, you know, he's a
brilliant legal
lawyer.
Mind. He's a great guy.
Terrific lawyer.
But Michael Vecchione, we appreciate it. Jerry Schmetter, thank you very much. A special agent, Bruce Sackman. Thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate it. The book is Behind the Murder Curtain. You want to Google that. Guys, thanks for coming into the studio, man. That's a scary, fascinating story.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for bringing light to this horrific situation. 937, Joe, on the radio, 938 right now. Big Al has a headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Men who lived or worked near Ground Zero continue to step forward to report they are suffering with breast cancer. Lawyer Michael Barrocks, who represents them, tells the Post the numbers have doubled from 50 to 30 in the last month. Nationwide, men account for just 1% of breast cancer cases. Barack also represents 500 women with breast cancer who lived or worked in the area and urges anyone who believes they may have been exposed to the deadly toxins downtown after 9/11 to go and get tested. Two prescription drug pricing bills are in the books. Signing the bills yesterday, President Trump said they will free pharmacists to discuss lower drug prices with patients. The bills remove so-called gag orders on pharmacists, allowing them to inform people when the cash price for a prescription drug is lower than the price in a patient's health insurance policy. Longstanding gag orders have existed in contracts between insurance providers and pharmacies. One of the bills covers Medicare and Medicare Advantage beneficiaries, and the other applies to employer-based and individual policies. In sports, the Giants were crushed by the Eagles 34-13. Giants now 1-5 on the season. Rangers pick up their first win of the season, skating past the Sharks in overtime by the final of 3-2. The Devils shut out the Capitals 6-0. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWB 10, outbound GWB upper level construction. Inbound Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 30. Garden State Parkway North at 147 up into Bloomfield. It's an accident. 287 South, heavy getting down toward exit 39 because of earlier problems. Over on 109 northbound, two lanes blocked at Avenel Street and Woodbridge. Cleanup of an earlier accident. And we're still seeing delays as you head over to the Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan with a collision in the process of being cleared. Northbound Whitestone Expressway by 14th Avenue, an accident there as well. This report is sponsored by Compassion International.
You can't change the whole world, but you can be part of the change in the world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion International child sponsor. You can choose a child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
Partly cloudy today, high of 64. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. Okay, if you haven't listened to Bagels and Broadway yet, you've got another chance this Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. I'm talking with content creators about a new theatrical podcast, a chef who's collaborating with theater producers to merge dinner and Shakespeare, Daniel Reichert, one quarter of the Midtown Men, restaurateur Rocco Mengel from Rocco's Tacos in Brooklyn. It's one full show, so grab your coffee and join me Saturday morning. Special shout out to School of Visual Arts. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone. Saturday morning.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and a desire for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, and we may provide you a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what you can do. Record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. For sharing your story, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You have until October 23rd. Visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video.
Join AM 970, The Answer, and Manhattan GOP Chairwoman Andrea Katsimatidis on October 24th at the Elegant Empire Steakhouse on East 50th Street for Candidates and Cocktails, a live political forum hosted by John Katsimatidis, Kevin McCullough, and Mark Molinaro. Enjoy riveting political discourse and a live radio broadcast of Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis over Empire Steakhouse's sumptuous hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Tickets for this incredible evening begin at $75. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 942 right now, and AM 970 The Answer. I had a great chat with Vince Mico from Kearney Bank yesterday. He's so good on the air, veteran, great American, and kind enough to join us. And if your business is in need of a loan, here's great news from Kearney Bank. Before you go anywhere else for a small business loan, please check out Kearney Bank first. They are dedicated to helping you get the funds you need with fast approval, quick closings, reduced paperwork, quicker access to your funds. Whether it's new equipment, right, renovations, additional inventory, or your business is in need of additional working capital, Kearney Bank is your one-stop SBA lending source. They will work with you to create a flexible repayment schedule with terms up to 25 years, down payments for as little as 10%, please. Very competitive loan pricing. To find the right loan to fit your needs, contact the friendly professionals like Vince Mico at Kearney Bank's loan department today, 800-273-3030.
3406. Kearney Bank has locations throughout New Jersey, now open in Staten Island and in Brooklyn, New York. Visit Kearney Bank today online at kearneybank.com. Here's the way you spell Kearney. You're going to think it's like Art Kearney or Kearney. It's K-E-A-K-E-A-R-N-Y. KearneyBank.com. You can call them 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank, a local bank you can trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I know this song. I know this song.
I know you do.
Drinking again. It is. Listen. Welcome to Friday.
Drinking again.
It's gonna be a great day.
And thinking of when. When you loved me.
It's the weekend. We want to get you.
Doesn't
started.
This bring you back? Are you gonna get crestfallen now?
I'm having a few.
It's a great tune, man.
This is Frank.
And wishing
this is,
that
this
you
is the old man.
Were here.
You know, you look at that, who wrote that? I believe Harold Arlen wrote that.
I'm not sure.
The guys that wrote One for My Baby is great. You got to check that out. Al's busted chops now because I was like everything off. I like to come out of the box flying.
This is uplifting.
Yeah, Friday morning, going into the weekend. Let's think about everything that's wrong.
Meanwhile,
with
somebody tweeted me, said the Autumn Leaves song was great. My buddy was a sanitation worker. It was cleaning up leaves right now, and he said it's perfect song.
The segment about
loved
the doctor
it.
Killing his patients
right.
was more uplifting.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Oh, man. Nice. Mary Popoyo is a sports director for AM 970 The Answer. She is a superstar. We love Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Also
hi.
Working. Right. Mary in the house. Hello. Mary, great to see you yesterday. You were you were running all around. That was a great. Congratulations. I know you and Grace and everybody worked so hard on that business breakfast. So
back at you guys, too. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So
well done.
You.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot. And how about Mitchell Modell? How great is Mitchell Modell, please?
Wow. I'm never, ever, ever going to upset him ever because I'm gonna get an email. It's gonna be so long. I'll probably get fired.
He's great. He's so energetic and so focused, and he's so riveting, and he knows the business. You know, he knows the business. And so, Amir, sports-wise, I got to ask you about the Giants. I mean, what's going on here? How bad was that for the Giants
after
yesterday?
After that song, I just want to say nice things, but I can't. I'm in a good mood. I'm happy. But no, I mean, the Giants were nothing short of disappointing with the loss to the Eagles, 34-14. I had Sammy and his brothers were at the game, so I'm glad I wasn't there. I was too tired. But really, the only thing you can say about Giants is Saquon. Saquon is the best thing that they've done in a long time. He ran for 47 yards on one run, 55 on another, super shifty. And then that's it. I don't really have much else to say. Odell, I don't want to say he's not doing his job. He's covered. But, you know, then he takes his antics to the sidelines. And then he, you know, at halftime, I don't know if anybody noticed, but was off the field at halftime before the half was over. And, you know, poor Eli with that look on his face was so confused. And there goes Odell into the locker room before the clock has run out. So.
Yeah.
And then Odell, I will say, almost muffed another punt for his boys after calling them out this week. So they're a mess. They need to get it together. Pat Shermer tried to have their back in the conference afterwards in interviews, but it's hard to do. They're just they're 1-5 now. I don't see them turning it around. If they did, it would be the greatest comeback overall.
Mary, I'm telling you, it's tough to watch.
I hate to say it, but
what are the Jets in store for this weekend?
Well, my pick was correct last week. They beat the Broncos at home. They are at home again against the Colts, I believe. And do I have to pick the Jets this week? If I have to pick, I'm gonna say I think that they're gonna pull it out one more time this weekend, because then they go up against the Vikings next weekend, and I don't want to give them so much love. So I think that they'll be okay this weekend. They're home again. And I think a lot of the love right now is in New York is for the Jets. Obviously, you got your two teams to pick from, and lots of people are jumping off the Giants bandwagon. There's not much to love there. So,
what's it hurting from the Yanks? I mean, the Red Sox. We knew the Red Sox had a great team where they were, but it was tough. It was just tough to watch Giancarlo not step up, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, you know, he's not swinging when he should be swinging, and he's swinging when he shouldn't be swinging. It was a little bit of a disappointment. I mean, we were all flying high after the wild.
We know you're a young gal. When I was younger, I would get so upset at the ball players, Mary. I remember going to Yankee Stadium before. My goodness gracious! Before you were born, we're at the Improv. We'd go to the old stadium. Reggie Jackson was there, but if something happened, we'd be screaming. You know, we're all the comics from. You know, we loved and lived for the Yankees and scream. Now as I get older and I see Giancarlo not perform like this, I feel bad. I feel bad. Well, like he's my son and he's having a tough day or something. You know. But it was tough to watch.
It all comes down on their shoulders. And, I mean, especially with a city like this in New York, I mean, where everybody takes everything so seriously
to
the heart. Like you said, when they let you down, it's like your family's letting you down.
It's so true.
You know, again, team slogan, there's always next year. You just wait till next year. Everything's going to be fine.
For the Yanks. Hey, Mary, thanks. And thanks for being there. It's always great having you around the station. And you've been in New York, what, 4 years now?
Going 4 years? 5 years in February.
From Arizona.
From Arizona, yes.
Look at you. Yes. And now you're going to probably stay.
I'm never leaving.
Look at you.
Never leaving. You got to. I mean, Sam, we're going to have to go to New Jersey.
Come on now.
I can't
talk Mary into New Jersey. It's great. But here it is. Here I'm Mr. Jersey guy. I love it. The taxes in New York and New Jersey. And you can't go to Connecticut. That's the only thing about the whole area.
That's a big problem.
Minor problem, right? Mary, we love you and we appreciate you being with us always. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great.
And thanks for always doing such a great job. Mary Papoyo right there. Hey, and 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50, Mike Gallagher coming up. Debbie Duhame is on the roads for you.
Yes.
Debbie, that was so funny. I was so surprised to see you at the bar.
Because
I knew you were on your way to your other job.
Yeah.
I walk in the bar. It's beautiful. It's Wanacue. It's that whole beautiful area. There's this roadside bar. There you were. But you didn't drink anything, right? You don't drink
club
like
soda.
That.
Club soda.
That was it.
You know what? If I'm going to have a drink, it will be maybe on a Saturday. Because during the week, I just can't. You know, my life is too busy. It'll mess me up. I can't do that.
I know. Although that bourbon in Frank Morano's hand looked mighty fine.
It did look good. Frank looked good at the bar holding that bourbon. Yeah.
Drinking again. thinking
that was
again.
Fun. And you were shooting pool, having a great time. You were so good at that. I could not believe how awesome you are. That was great.
I was just showing off for you, Deb. That was
so entertaining. I
enjoyed it. Pool prowess of Episcopal.
I loved it. It was me with like six guys hanging out. This was so fun at the bar. You know,
lucky for us. Hey, have a great weekend, Deb. All the very best to you and your family. Great. And love to your parents. Great to see them yesterday.
Thanks, Joe. They send their love back. And let's see what's happening on the Northern State westbound as you head right out toward Shelter Rock Road. That's an accident. We're still seeing some pockets of volume here on the Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan. Accident in the center lane. It's kind of busy at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. Northbound Whitestone Expressway at 14th Avenue. A collision there as well. Inbound GWB. Looks like you're moving okay now, but the outbound construction on the upper level. Lincoln 25 in, Holland 25, Garden State Parkway North at 147. That's an accident to deal with. And traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you take a ride to 3 eastbound, getting out toward the area of Route 21. Expect pockets of volume on 1 and 9 northbound, getting up toward Avenel Street in Woodbridge. They're cleaning up from an earlier problem and do expect some delays here on the New England Thruway northbound, getting up past exit 22 in Port Chester. It looks like you still have some ongoing construction there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh doesn't understand the timing of the Haley resignation.
3-4 weeks before the midterm elections, one of the, if not the most popular member of Trump's team announces her resignation now? Now? The timing makes no sense.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, and AM 970, The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, October 23rd at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, October 25th,
at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors & Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors & Sullivan. Plan now for later. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
She is called the Queen of Court Journalism, having covered most every celebrity trial in the last 40 years, including O.J., Phil Spector, Michael Jackson, Charles Manson, Rodney King, Sirhan Sirhan, and the Menendez brothers, and oh, the story she has to tell. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Royal Oaks. These are tidbits behind the headlines. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Rain falling heavily at times will continue to cause flooding across roads and in areas of poor drainage during the morning commute. But the rain will end from west to east later this morning. It'll be windy and much cooler during the day with clouds and breaks of some sun. Temperatures will drop into the upper 50s this morning, recovering back to 63 in the afternoon. A brisk, chilly night tonight, a low of 49 in Midtown, but closer to 40 in some suburbs. And tomorrow's going to stay brisk and chilly with some sunny breaks and a high of 57. Sunshine still cool Sunday with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Maggie Johnson, AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget how we promised one day.
Do you need a tissue?
To love one another forever.
Something happened with the reflexologist. Frankie, something happened with
clearly
with Alan. He's in love with this gal.
Yeah, because she's helping me. I'm not in pain anymore.
Yeah, no, but all
I can actually feel my feet.
Depressing song.
Well, this is goodbye from Frank Sinatra. The show's almost over. Goodbye.
Oh, good. Yeah. Is that the way I could just see you glancing at your reflexologist as you
look? I'm not glancing at her. I'm actually out like a light when she's working on me. I get so peaceful and into it that I'm out.
You're most welcome, Al. I hope you had a good time here.
I know what you're picturing. You're picturing her dressed all in black with like a rider's crop, and she's, you know, doing something. That's not the case.
It is time for reflexology, Al. Albert, lay down.
You're terrible.
And Al fell in love with the East German reflexologist. I'm telling you, man.
Hands of gold, and she has helped me tremendously. For my peace of mind, it's well worth it.
Help me out. Am I wrong or right?
No, you're right. I'd love to say you're wrong, but you're right. Yeah. You're exactly right.
And you missed off camera. Maybe when you talk with Mike Gallagher on Murano in the morning on Sunday, you could do your version of Johnny Cash. Did you hear that out?
Yeah.
Frank was actually singing Johnny Cash as we were waiting.
Frank has no tune for music. It's hysterical when he sings.
Good.
Because he tries to sing the song in the melody that it's supposed to be, but you can never get it. It's like, oh, my God, stop.
Let me go to Lorraine real quick. Lorraine, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind quickly this morning, please?
Joe, 1 second. I'm 91, and I have a question for you. Did you know Sinatra recorded a song, Willow Weep for Me?
Yeah, we're going to check that out. We're going to check that. I do believe that. That's a beautiful song. I think I know that. Hey, Lorraine, first of all, thank you for listening. We are proud to have you listening at 91 years young. And please call back on Monday. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. The Greatest Generation right there listening to Piscopo in the Morning. We are proud to have you listen. Gosh almighty. Yes, Willow Weep for me. We'll open the show with that on Monday, Al. What do you say? Kick off the week.
Fantastic.
Really big like that. Come on. Frankie Five Boroughs, you don't want to miss Murano in the Morning on Sunday morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis. Mike Gallagher with Frank this morning. Frankie, thanks for a great week of shows,
buddy.
Thank
you, Joe.
Appreciate it. Al, I love you very much. You know I love you very much, Albert.
Debbie, love you too. Make it a great weekend.
You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Anyone who lives in New York and plans to vote in the midterm elections must register by today. That's the deadline for voters in the state, and there's plenty on the line come November 6th. Voters will head to the polls with nearly all of New York's elected officials on the ballot, including governor, comptroller, attorney general, lieutenant governor, and candidates for the state legislature. There are a couple of ways to register, including online through the Department of Motor Vehicles website, or in person at state agency offices. In sports, the Giants lost to the Eagles 34-13. The Rangers beat the Sharks in overtime 3-2 for their first victory of the season, while the Devils shut out the Capitals 6-0. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.